So you want to glow up. You know when a woman walks into a room and she may not be the most conventionally hottest person, but just the way that she's taken care of herself, the way that she's dressed herself, and her aura is infiltrating. Is infiltrating a word? Does it even make sense? I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. You have seen that woman before multiple times. And everybody is just drawn to her energy, drawn to her. And you want that to be you. You want to become that girl, not only for every room that you step into, but when you look into the mirror, you want to feel like the best version of you. You want to feel like you can actually make progress in how you look and how you feel. So here are 9 life-changing glow-up tips that are not just superficial. That is not just what every single person is telling you about glowing up. Like, okay, Patricia, we get it. We have to walk 10K steps and we have to cut out sugar and we have to say 500 affirmations in the mirror. We're past that, okay? We're bigger than that. We've grown from that. We've tried all of that. Some are sustainable, some are not. Glowing up is far from being just physical. If you actually want to see lasting change and you don't want to just have mini glow ups and then glow back down, you need to take care of both sides of the spectrum. Because what really makes people glow from the inside out, the thing that that woman has that walks into the room and everyone is like, who is that woman? It is aura, okay? Aura points. We've heard aura everywhere, but it's just another word that a lot of people resonate with, but it's internal. It's basically just the energy you have inside that is expelling outwards. And I'm not gonna lie, if I watch a glow up video and I wanna know how to like just quickly put in certain actions to glow up by next month, I wanna hear the physical stuff. I wanna hear the action steps that I have to do. And I hate when people are just like, the whole video is I'm talking about doing affirmations and doing shadow work and all this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, shut up. Like, just tell me what I have to do. I get it, okay? It's kind of annoying when it's just all about internal stuff. So baby girl, I'm gonna give you both because both matter. But let's be so for real. What is your motivation for glowing up? Is it to change how you feel about you or how other people feel about you or both? I mean, it has to be one of the three, I'm assuming. Either way, whichever it is, by doing that internal glow up, by gaining those aura points, that is how we're going to feel good in ourselves and have other people notice how much we have grown up. Because you don't get that glow from just doing your eyelashes or doing 20K steps a day. Because if the energy inside is still bad, if that aura level is still on low, we're human beings, we're intuitive people, we feel energy and we're gonna feel it, boo-boo. So now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the physical, the mental, the emotional things that you can do to change your life and change your glow-up trajectory. Glow-up tip number one is to do one exercise or movement that you genuinely enjoy on a weekly basis. Just put your workout plan aside for a second or whatever social media has told you to do to become snatched or to look like that person and actually think to yourself, what is it that you enjoy? Maybe you're already doing it. Me, for example, I love Pilates. I also love walking. Maybe for you, it's Pilates, it's walking. It could be tennis, it could be swimming, it could be paddle. Everybody has at least one movement, even if it's so random, that they really, really like to do. What is that thing that gets you moving, that gets you active, that you actually enjoy? Maybe you love your hot girl walks with a podcast on. Something that you don't see as torture that really doesn't require you that much discipline because you actually enjoy it. And whatever activity comes up for you, maybe it's more than one, how can you incorporate that at least 2 times a week? If yours is Pilates, but maybe you can't afford a membership, you can do free YouTube Pilates classes. Or if it's hot girl walks, you can absolutely do a hot girl walk almost every single day if you want to, but at least 2 times a week. You know it's realistic for you of how many times you can do it a week, but just start doing things that you like to do. You know why? Not only, yes, of course, is it so much easier to be active and to work out if you're doing something you enjoy, but people can feel when you're having fun. When you're having fun with your life, it puts you more into your feminine energy and people feel it. People see it. You're gonna feel it and you're gonna see it. And that is that aura, getting those feminine energy points up, having fun with our life, focusing on ourselves. That is what gets the aura to elevate. Since like last month, I found out that I really like doing incline walks at night while I'm watching my self-improvement videos or while I'm on the phone with someone. But ask me to do that incline walk for like an hour or sometimes 2 hours in the morning, absolutely not. I am just too stiff in the morning. It's not enjoyable. It feels like work. But at night I have this urge to just go for this walk and I do it at night and I enjoy it. And it's just, it doesn't feel like torture to me. It just feels like movement, like I'm expelling energy and I'm doing something that makes me feel good. Or I've been weightlifting like forever and I absolutely love weightlifting. And I've been so scared to do like functional workouts because I'm like, wait, but what about my weightlifting routine? And I have to have progressive overload and track like every single exercise I'm doing. No, you don't. Like, are you a bodybuilder? If you are, okay, all power to you. But if you're not, you do not need to be so strict and think that one way is the only way. I figured out that some days I really love functional workouts. I like to jump around and do a bunch of things and maybe I'm not progressive overloading, but I'm actually having fun and I'm enjoying it. So on the days I feel like doing it, I do it and I incorporate it as many times in the week as I want to. Point is, work out by having fun. Make working out fun for you because not only are you going to work out, but you're going to be more in your feminine energy when you do it that way. Number 2 is developing the I choose mindset. You want those aura points up? Confidence, girl. There are a lot of things that contribute to confidence. Some being discipline, some being doing hard things, accepting your body, accepting yourself. There's a lot of different pillars, right? But when you develop an I choose mindset, you get so much confidence knowing that you have freedom and choice in life. The I choose mindset is basically eliminating every time you say in your head, like, oh, I have to do this, or I need to do this. I have talked about this in another podcast, but you don't need to do anything. Who is forcing you to do anything? There are some times in this life, okay, we're forced, but let's like put that aside for now. Genuinely, like in your everyday things that you do, right? To work out, to eat a healthy breakfast, to talk to this person, to not talk to this person, to go to school, to study, to watch this video. It is a choice. Everything is a choice. There are people in this world who choose not to eat and they face the consequences. There are people in this world who choose not to do stupid things or do drugs and they face the good consequences. There are people who choose to not talk to other people, to not socialize, and they face the consequences of that. You don't have to do anything in this life. Everything you do is a choice. Everything. I chose to set up this whole video thing to make a podcast as a choice. I don't have to do it because I've committed to coming out with a podcast once a week. No, I don't have to do it. I'm choosing to do it because I want to fulfill my purpose and I want to be consistent. Every time the words I have to or I need to come up in your head, make it a bell ringer. Exit out of your vocabulary and switch it automatically and be like, wait, I don't have to wake up early. I'm choosing to wake up early. So you're like, oh yeah, I'm choosing to do that. Like I have that power. I have that freedom. I love myself enough to do so. And when you're doing something that maybe doesn't align with you, like for example, instead, if you're like biting your fingernails and you're like, oh, like why am I biting my nails again? No, I'm not. Like I'm choosing to bite my nails. And it's like, wait, I'm choosing, like I chose to bite my nails. Like, why would I do that? And then you stop. And it's a muscle that you develop over time, right? But develop the I choose mindset because it puts you in the power of every single situation. You walk into a room saying, oh, I'm so shy. No, you're not. You're choosing to be shy. You can choose to not be shy. Sure, it's easier said than done, but you're not going to get to your goal if you're walking into a room being like, oh, why am I just so shy? Versus if you're like, you switch, I'm choosing to be shy to actually, you know what? Today, I choose to be as confident as I can be. You know what? Actually, my mom sent me a quote today. Let me read it because I think it aligns with this. Hold up. She sent me a quote this morning that said, destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved. Choose your life. Okay. Period. Done. Don't make it complicated. Just start making choices. Okay. Okay. Globe tip number 3 has to do with food. And personally, I will never come on here and tell people certain rules like, oh, you have to cut out sugar or you have to cut out gluten or you have to eat steak every day. Like your rules are your rules. Your guidelines are your guidelines. What feels good for you feels good for you. And of course, unless you have some kind of like real serious health problem, there are some foods you may have to restrict, and that is totally fine. And in general, like for the general person, right, especially like a younger woman, I mean, so many of us deal with different food problems. Like I've dealt with so many different eating disorders and have gotten help, and like it's a whole world out there, right? But what I do know that is true for the majority of us is that restriction long term will never serve us. And if you really want to glow up, if you want to feel good, not only about the way that you're treating your body when it comes to food, but also reducing food noise and just overall having a healthier relationship with food, it's really important to develop an addition mindset, not a restriction mindset when it comes to food. Again, no one is forcing you to eat junk food. No one's forcing you to eat healthy food. You make your own choices. Everything you do is a choice out of love, out of feeding your soul, out of whatever the case is in the given moment. But when you have an addition mindset, it's more so like, okay, what can I add to my diet, or right, just like the way that you eat? What can I add to the way that I eat to help my skin glow, help my joints feel better, whatever your personal goals are, to help your energy levels or whatever, right? There's different foods like that you can use as medicine to reach your personal health and wellness goals. Not everything is about losing weight or gaining weight. Your relationship with food and your desired body can actually come a lot faster if you develop a healthier relationship with food little by little and start adding things to use food as medicine instead of seeing food as the enemy. And you don't have to do all of that superfood stuff and include all the 5 amazing superfoods in your meals every single meal, you know, or you don't have to drink 5 gallons of water a day. Start thinking and focusing on what you can add that you know would benefit you, that you know makes you feel good. And naturally, you're not going to have space to have 80% amazing foods and 80% junk food. If you just focus on what you can add in the good ways, then naturally things will balance out and you'll just start to feel better. If you want something actionable to carry out this glow up tip, then here are some glow foods. And what you can do is that every week when you buy your groceries, you can choose at least 3 glow foods foods to incorporate in your diet that week. Or maybe you have your own list of foods that you know make you feel good. So how can you incorporate at least three of them every single week? When you're coming from a place of what can I take out of my diet to make me feel better versus what can I add, it puts you in this restriction mindset, and it often leads to binging, to overeating, to emotional eating, or just food noise and not feeling your best. And kind of going hand in hand with that, number four is to challenge your restrictive rules and patterns. And let me tell you guys, if you want that aura, if you want that glow, if you want to be that woman is living in a state of abundance. She's living in a state of flow, of femininity, of like, I have everything, everything is at my fingertips. But you cannot be that woman if you're constantly living in a state of restriction, because it just doesn't make sense. That woman is a queen. She is not restricted by any means. She has the world at her fingertips. She is just a woman of choice, and she has every single thing available to her, the medium, the good, the bad. And as a queen, all she does is make the choices that serve her. So challenging your restrictive rules and patterns can get you out of that state of being restricted and instead go into a state of just being a choice maker. I'm going to give you some examples of what could be restrictive rules or patterns. For example, if you're mirror body checking, you know, I feel like a lot of us do that. I know I struggle with that a lot. Like, you would just check your body in the mirror all the time. For what? Is it going to change? It's like opening the fridge and expecting something new to like be there when you've only checked it like 20 minutes ago and you have not gone grocery shopping. Like, actually think logically, why are you checking your body in the mirror every 20 minutes, every hour, six times a day? Why? It's not good for your mental health. It's going to put you into a restrictive mindset because maybe you're not happy with what you see in the mirror, because that's why you're checking it all the time. And then you're going to think of rules that you can put in place with your diet, with exercise and stuff. And it just gets you in this toxic cycle. A queen does not do that. A queen is not toxic. A queen loves and accepts herself and makes choices that serve her. Also, constantly weighing yourself. Why? Are you a wrestler? Are you a bodybuilder? Okay, then stop. Or if you struggle with acne, or not even like horrible acne, just like picking your face, and you're constantly checking your face in the mirror, babe, you're gonna pick your face all the time and you're gonna beat yourself up every time you do it. Or for example, restrictive rules like, oh, I can't have oils, or I can't have fats, or I can't have too much of this or too much of that. Says who? Yes, you can. Unless you are allergic to oil, unless you have some dire thing where you cannot eat oils or fats, you can have anything you want. Get out of the restriction mindset, because it's only gonna lead to behaviors that kind of counteract what you want to achieve. Look, I know you're Superwoman, okay? I know. Like, trust me, I know. I see you right now. I know you're Superwoman, but you're also human. And I know damn well that us humans, we want everything that we can't have. So why are you putting so much restriction in your life, or just stupid rules that make no sense? And then you like end up wanting those things more. If you tell yourself you can't have sugar and you make it like a huge rule, you are not a queen living with all the choices at her fingertips. I'm sorry, you're not. And that is not discipline. That is restriction. Discipline is knowing that you have all the choices, but you choose the best option for you the majority of the time. All of this restriction leads to the opposite effect, and you can have discipline for a certain amount of time. You can have motivation for a certain amount of time, but a lot of us will backlash and it will result in the glow down. So pick three rules that you have in your life, no matter if they're big, minuscule, whatever, that you can challenge, so you can start living in your queen energy of the woman who has every single option at her fingertips. Nothing is restricted from her. She just makes choices because she can. And I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys and honest, so you can be honest to yourself and actually challenge the things. For example, I would weigh myself every day, and sometimes it would affect my mood. It was just a restrictive, constant pattern that was toxic. So now I only allow myself, I have the boundary with myself to only weigh myself once a week when I feel mentally strong enough. Or if I told myself that I can't get baked goods when I go to my cafe every day to work or something, okay, once a week, twice a week, however many times a week I want, because I'm a queen, I'm going to go ahead and do that and challenge that rule. It's not a rule I'm going to challenge every day if I don't want to. Maybe I'm not craving something at the cafe, but the days that I am and I put a rule on myself like, oh no, you can't have it because it's too much sugar, it's too much calories or whatever, no. Because guess what? One day I'm going to go crazy and I'm going to just overeat all the foods that I've been restricting myself from, and I'm going to feel horrible about myself, and the aura points are going to go all the way down. Glow tip number five is to find something that can help you be put together every single day. I'm talking about one thing that you do every single day that makes you look squat. Here are three main areas of like your external appearance that I personally do every day because I just want to feel good from every single area. But for example, either you do your makeup every day, you do your hair every day, or you do heatless curls every night so you wake up and your hair is done every day, or like a heatless blowout or just some kind of heatless something so that you wake up and you know that your hair is done and we're not like putting heat damage on our hair every single day because that will eventually lead to the glow down. Or maybe every Sunday you pick out your outfits for the week because you're in a state where you can like choose nice fun outfits that really make you feel confident versus maybe you get up in the morning every single morning at 7 a.m. and you don't have time or the mental capacity to choose like a nice outfit that makes you feel confident. Do all three or do just one. Just have something every day that elevates you. Develop one habit, whether again, it's just simple makeup routine you do every day, it's your heatless hairstyle every night, or picking your outfit every Sunday or every day the night before. Because not only will this make you more productive, will this make you feel more confident, will this make you just feel better in your skin and like you're caring for yourself and caring how you show up for the world, but you have to develop the mindset that something crazy can happen at any given time on any given day and you want to look good for it, you want to feel good for it, or that you are simply showing up for you and God every single day. And every day is an opportunity to feel your absolute best and to glow. Number six is to switch music at the gym with identity rehearsal. What is identity rehearsal, you may ask? I'm so happy you asked. I love identity rehearsal. I think that it is such an amazing way to manifest, to quantum leap into the person that you want to be. Basically, long story short, you're going to go into ChatGPT, you're going to tell ChatGPT basically like however many bullet points of the person that you want to be, write it in a paragraph, write it in bullets, I don't really care. Just tell ChatGPT who it is that you want to be. You're going to write down the goals that you have achieved, where you're living, how you feel, how your body looks, how your face looks, how your skin looks, how your hair looks and feels and everything, right? Just tell ChatGPT your higher self and or the person you want to be in 3 months from now, in 6 months from now. The world is yours, okay? Put all this information in and tell ChatGPT, make an identity rehearsal for me. Or you can also tell it to make an identity rehearsal in a day in the life or just a day in the life. It's pretty much the same thing. Then ChatGPT will give you an output. You can play around with it if you want or copy and paste it and change little things that you want to like make it align with you more. Trust me, it's going to hit. Like it's going to like really like make you visualize that person that you see in your head, but you like can't put it into like coherent words. Trust me. And then you're going to download the Parrot app and it's like a looper. So you're just going to say that identity rehearsal with like all the emotion that you have and you're going to have, you're going to say it in the Parrot app and it's going to be able to basically loop that recording of your own voice saying who you are. And what you're going to do is every time you go to the gym or maybe on your hot girl walk or whatever, you can play that recording. Maybe it'll be like 3 to 5 minutes. You can have it on loop. You can listen to it one time, or maybe you're not working out in a way where you can like listen to music and stuff, but you can also just play this as soon as you wake up. You can sit down and visualize, like meditate while it's playing. Tap into the energy of who you want to be, because first you feel it inside and then you see it outside. Globe tip number seven is emotional regulation. Girl, let me tell you, emotional regulation is so hot. Let's be so for real. We have all seen those girls or those women or those men or those kids or whoever that they are simply just not emotionally regulated, okay? They will flip out, they will scream, especially, okay, let's talk woman to woman, okay? I know, you know, we know that we have seen that woman that has just like maybe just lashed out or has screamed on the top of her lungs and it totally brings the aura down, okay? It brings it down. That's what we're not gonna do. But like on a real note, I'm not even talking about, okay, just not like lashing out and screaming and whatever. Like you are entitled to your own emotions, but being regulated, being calm, and being able to be in your feminine and feel your emotions puts you on a whole other level. Emotional regulation is so hot and it's what makes you so unbothered and look so confident and feel so confident that people are scared of you. Nobody is scared of that woman who's lashing out. Nobody is scared of that woman who's too reactive because we know that we can get a reaction out of her. And some people, I think, mistake emotional regulation for being like, okay, I'm just not gonna react. Like that you feel a feeling but you stuff it down. That is not what it is. Step one is to feel your emotions, and it is so feminine to do that. That is like one of the main things that lets you step into your feminine energy and embody it. The masculine energy, and we have both, right? Like it's not just male and female, it's masculine and feminine. The masculine energy is doing, 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 and feminine energy is being, feeling, sitting, flowing. Emotional regulation is basically just feeling your feelings, right? We go throughout our day, emotions come up, and When that emotion comes up, instead of coping with something that's unhealthy, like overspending, overworking, overexercising, overeating, just give yourself 2 minutes, give yourself 5 minutes, put on a timer if you need to. And when an emotion comes up, you just be like, oh, I'm feeling something. Wait, okay, what am I feeling? Can I label it? Labeling is the first step. If you can label it, you're already like halfway there. Can I label it? Maybe I'm feeling frustrated right now. Maybe I'm feeling excited. Maybe I'm feeling happy. Maybe I'm feeling lonely. And then can you sit with that feeling? Can you actually feel it? Can you let the emotion run its course? Can you let the emotion do its thing instead of being reactive off the bat? And ask yourself while you're feeling it, okay, how does this emotion feel in my body? Like me, I've analyzed this with frustration. Like when I get frustrated, I literally feel like my frontal lobe light up, like my head hurts, but not a headache. Like I feel my head, if that makes sense. Like for everyone, every single emotion is going to feel different. And even if it's weird or not, just tell yourself, be honest with yourself. Let's feel how every single feeling feels in our body. And by doing that, it puts us in our feminine energy and it lets us feel our emotions. It lets our emotions run its course so that we can, one, be non-reactive, but two, really get in tune with ourselves and allow ourselves to feel from a place of acceptance and not of judgment. And this will roll into other areas of your life like emotional eating, shopping, overworking, or any other toxic coping mechanisms. Maybe it's you lashing out against others, or when you're stressed, you put it onto others. When you're sad or mad, you put it onto others. That's not cute and is not giving glow up. And if you want an actionable step to really do this and really get in tune with yourself and really start embodying that feminine, what I want you to do is to open a notes app on your phone. And every single time a new emotion comes up, remember the notes, okay? You're gonna feel it for a second, right? Or do everything we just talked about. How does this feel in my body? Whatever. And in your notes, you're going to write down whatever emotion it was you were feeling and write down how it felt in your body, how it felt in your mind, what thoughts come up for you, what feelings come up. Maybe it's in your stomach, in your chest, in your breathing, in your throat. And over time, you're gonna have basically like your own rule book or your own playbook of your own emotions. And when things come up, you'll be able to be like, okay, I know that this is what I'm feeling. I know that I have to sit with this, or maybe like go to the gym or go for a walk to feel better. You are going to basically become the master of yourself. And that is so hot. You can also add hunger to this. You can add fullness to this. You can add tiredness to this. If these are things that you struggle with deciphering. Glow up tip number 8 is to remove friction. We love addition, okay? We love adding new habits, but sometimes the new habits cannot coexist with the bad habits because it's just too much, okay? We don't have space for everything. And there are some very minuscule, like, frictionary things that can really be removed. For example, if you want to wake up early but you snooze your alarm all the time, then how can you remove that friction? By basically just putting your phone in the bathroom. Done. Friction removed, because now you can't snooze. You have to get up and turn off your alarm. Or if you're struggling a lot with your skin but you're also struggling with like cutting back just a bit on the sugar, but then your pantry is full of like a bunch of junk food and sugary snacks, how can you reduce some of that and maybe not buy as much next time? We're not restricting, okay? We're just trying to give ourselves a better environment. If you bite your nails, you bite your cuticles, how can you remove that friction by buying that thing like on Amazon or wherever where like it like makes your nails taste bad, you know, so you like can't bite them? Think about things that are causing friction in your life that is making it hard for you to glow up and be that person you want to be, and think about how you can eliminate, reduce, or remove. And number 9, of course, is accountability. Globes don't just come like that. You just don't think of something and you do it. You need to be accountable if you want it to be a long-lasting globe, if you really want to change. Glow ups equals comes with, goes hand in hand with being consistent and being accountable for that consistency. Mia, how do I stay accountable? How do I be consistent? Very easy. I'm gonna give you my two ways. Don't make things complicated, okay? Simplify, simplify, simplify. Either you have a habit tracker on your notes, okay? You have like, you know, little circle thingy with little that you can check off or like fill in on your notes. You do that. You can get an app, you can get a habit tracker app. You do whatever you want to do, okay? If you want to just be simple and you're not into like all that complicated stuff, just open a notes on your phone and you check off every single day like the little habits that you want to do. Like that's it. Me, sometimes I will forget to open the notes app on my phone, but what I can't forget if there's a paper right in front of me, especially on my nightstand, I will put a paper where I write down all the habits I want to do. Not too much, okay? We're not trying to overwork, just like the main important things. And I'm like, okay, I know that I need to check this off every day, make sure I'm accountable and whatever. So I just get a paper, I write down the things that I want to have checked off for every day of the week or just the weekdays, and then every day at night I see the paper, I'm like, oh, let me see what I did, and I check it off. Easy, okay? Not that hard. If you have a planner, you can put things into your planner, you can plan in your workouts, you can plan in your nail appointments, you can do whatever you want to do. But we're not just gonna go free for all, okay? So we're not gonna do, just have some level of accountability. And for example, if you're doing that paper or whatever, keep those papers. So in 2 months from now, if you're like, oh, I've been doing this every single day but I haven't seen results, have you been doing doing it every day, let's go back to those papers, okay? Have you checked off every single day for the past 2 months? That's what I thought. Just be accountable out of self-love. It's a choice. You're choosing to be accountable. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something. I hope you implement something. And I'm wishing you all the success for your glow ups now and for life. I love you guys. My socials are down below. If you want any advice, you have any questions, you just want to talk, I will do my best to answer. I love when you guys DM me. So that's it. Okay, love you. Bye.